Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Hello, church. Happy Vision Builders Sunday, everybody. It's so good to see you. Everybody, I want you to put your hands together for all our guests. Come on. Come on, yeah. Do your loudest. Yeah, that's good. All our guests, we want to say a huge welcome. We're so glad to host you today here at C3 SYD. We're one church in five locations around Sydney. And you came on a special Sunday. Sunday today is our Vision Builders Sunday. And we had our Vision Builders dinner on Friday night. Who was there on Friday night? Come on, holler at me. Wasn't it awesome? We danced. We had an incredible presentation from the team. We talked about where we're going. God is with us, everybody. So exciting. And so today, here's what I want to do. We're going to talk about, from the book of Numbers, I want us to learn from two guys called Joshua and Caleb. But before we go there, I want to remind you, and maybe for the first time you're hearing this, we are looking at Vision Builders through a fresh perspective of five pillars. And the five pillars, you ready? The five pillars, number one is church buildings. We are believing for every one of our locations to own a facility. So we have two, we're believing for three more in Jesus' name. The second pillar is next gen. We believe in the next generation, everybody. We want to be sowing and intentionally investing in the next gen. The first two are for our church here in Sydney. These next three are for beyond us. These are initiatives that are not for our just for our church, but are to serve our city, our nation, and the world. So we got initiatives for Sydney. We believe that God has called us to bear witness in Sydney. We've got initiatives for Australia, one in particular that we want to lean into. And then we have initiatives for the globe, things we were continuing to do in partnering with what God is doing in the earth with some key organizations and opportunities. And so we're so excited. That's the five pillars. If you want to know more about what we see, what we're giving to, I want you to go to c3syd.church and you'll find out all the information you need right there. But I want to take us to the book of Numbers. You ready? The book of Numbers. Who loves the book of Numbers? Deafening loudness today about the love of the book of Numbers. Now in Numbers 13, 26 to 33, we read what is probably quite a classic story, a classic truth in the Old Testament. This happened about Moses, about 12 spies, one person from each tribe of Israel, 12 tribes in Israel, and one spy from each tribe was sent out to go to the promised land. The people of God have come out of Egypt. They are now in the wilderness, getting ready to go into the land that God has promised them. So Moses says, hey, let's get 12 guys together. I want you to go spy out the promised land and bring back a report. 10 bring back a bad report, and 2, Caleb and Joshua, bring back a good report. And we're going to pick it up, Numbers 13, verse 26 to 33, and it says, read with me quickly. Here we are, read with me quickly. It says, and they came to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation of the people of Israel in the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation, showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, we came to the land which you sent us. It does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. These guys are giants. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the Negeb, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Mozibites, come on, you love it, and the hill country, and the Canaanites, dwell by the sea and along the Jordan. But Caleb, come on everyone, say, but Caleb. But Caleb quieted, he said, shh, the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once, let us, and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it. Then the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. We read on. So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone to spy out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we see in it are of great height. They are giant-like figures. Verse 33, and there we saw the Nephilim. These are the giants, the sons of Anak, who come from the Nephilim. And we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, very small, and so we seemed to them. We felt like grasshoppers, and that's how we looked to these giants. This is an incredible passage of scripture. And what I want you to catch here, which is really, really incredible to me, is that the 10 who didn't believe brought a bad report. The two who did believe was Joshua and Caleb. And Joshua represents the emerging generation. Caleb represents the established generation. And what I love about what we read is that both the emerging and the established had the same spirit of faith. The emerging weren't leaving it to the more experienced, more established people to have faith for the future, to have faith to take ground again. And the established generation wasn't leaving it to the emerging to now, here you go, off you go, we'll just sit up the back. No, Caleb, established, had faith for the future. And the emerging were rising to Caleb. Joshua stood with Caleb, and they had the same spirit of faith for the future. I love that. I pray that is our church, that the mothers and fathers of our church, listen to me, we need your faith for the future. Emerging gen, we need your faith for the future. Don't leave it to others. Let's combine together and have faith for the future. We know that in the New Testament, the promised land that God has given us is our position in Christ. That we have Jesus, who is our deliverer. We read more about Joshua. Joshua is a type of Christ, a deliverer. And he has delivered us. Jesus has delivered us out of slavery, like the Egyptians, delivered out of Egypt. We have been delivered out of slavery into freedom. We are no longer slaves to sin, but we are children of God. Jesus is our deliverer, and he has delivered us into our position in Christ. This is our promised land that we are now co-heirs with Christ. We are children of God. Everyone say amen. Come on, amen. So we have a holy inheritance. We have a promised land, which is our position in Christ. And we are now right with God. We are justified by grace through faith. We are now right. Look what 2 Corinthians 5:21 says. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him, we might become the righteousness of God. It is by grace through faith that we have been made right with God, so much so that Jesus' righteousness has now been imputed to us. He took our sin and he gave us his righteousness. We are right with God because of Jesus. This is our promised land. And now as the righteous, now as children of God, we have a paradigm we live by. And the paradigm we live by as children of God is we live by faith. Come on, everyone, say faith. We live by faith. Faith is our posture. Faith is our paradigm. Faith is how God has called us to live out our everyday life. We don't live by sight. We live by faith. We are sons and daughters of God who are called into a holy faith. And so we live by faith. Look what Hebrews 10:37-38 says. Yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay, but my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. The writer of Hebrews is quoting the book of Habakkuk, that those who are just, those who are right with God, those who are righteous, live by faith. We read in Hebrews 11 about the heroes of the faith, who by faith they conquered. By faith, Abraham believed God and became the father to a multitude. By faith, he faced the facts that Sarah's womb was as good as dead, but believed God nonetheless, and they gave birth to their son Isaac. By faith, the Israelite army marched around Jericho and the walls fell. By faith, God created the heavens and the earth. By faith, we read. And there is now a congregation of faith in heaven that are cheering us on in the earth, cheering us on in our holy faith. Listen, the church is called to live by faith, everybody. If you have Jesus Christ in your life, you are called to follow Christ in faith. And listen. Here's the thing I need to clarify. We don't have faith in our faith. Our faith is not in our believing. Our faith is in the object of our faith. And the object of our faith is Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Jesus is the object of our faith. You can have faith the size of a mustard seed, but if your mustard seed faith is in a giant conquering God, then you are the majority. You might feel small, but if your faith is in God, that's what makes the difference. It's not your faith that makes the difference. It's who your faith is in. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, everybody. Our faith is in the one who died on the cross, rose again, ascended into heaven, sent the Holy Spirit, now seated at the right hand of the Father. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, and nothing is impossible for him. That's who our faith is in. This is why we have great confidence. This is why we can do great things for God. We can see the kingdom of heaven advance because Jesus is with us. Look what Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Says in verse 18, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, here it is, this is the clincher, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. This is the great commission that God has given the church. We are called to live by faith as we advance the mission of God on the earth and the mission of the church, which is to make disciples. But we know that as we pursue this mission, as we follow the call of God to make disciples, the reason we have great faith is because Jesus is with us even to the end of the age. Come on, everyone, say faith. Come on, say it loud. Say faith. The righteous shall live by faith. We have Jesus with us. We are bold as lions. We are not of those who shrink back. We live by faith, and we can see in Caleb and Joshua, we can learn from them the paradigm of faith. I love these guys. They have an incredible framework of faith. Three things I want you to catch about Caleb and Joshua's faith. Number one, they said, we can. The 10 unbelieving spies said, we can't. Their whole framework was why we couldn't. Why the Israelites couldn't step into the promised land. Why they couldn't conquer. And Joshua and Caleb said, we can. Numbers 13:30, Caleb said, he quieted the people. And he said, let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it. We read in Numbers 14, verse 6 to 9, it says, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes and said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, The land which we pass through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of Israel. Sorry, the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Church, we can see the kingdom of heaven advance through our church in Sydney, in our nation, and in the earth. We can. We can see these things, and we are setting our sights happen to own facilities in every location. We can. We need the wisdom of God, but we also need faith that we can. The posture of faith says nothing is impossible for God, therefore we can. And I want us to catch this spirit. We can do this. Wisdom does not get thrown out with faith. Wisdom and faith are two sides of the same coin. So wisdom deciphers what we should do. Faith has the posture that says we can. And I pray we are a church that says we can. We can do this. The second thing we see is that they have the posture of faith that said, let us go forward. The unbelieving Israelites said, let's go back. Look at Numbers 14, 1 to 3. Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night. And all the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become a prey. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt? And then they said to one another, verse 4, let us choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Hebrews 10:39 says, but we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. The righteous shall live by faith. Faith is the safest place you can live. Shrinking back is not safe. Walking forward in faith is safe. And we are called to live by faith. Faith keeps moving forward. Faith isn't looking back. And I wanted to say, church, we're not pining for the good old days. Thank God for our history. Thank God for look at what the Lord has done. Here in Sydney, in our movement across the world, born out of our church here. Look at what God has done. But we are not pining for the good old days. We're not saying, let's go back. Come on, everybody. We're saying, let's go forward in Avalon. Let's go forward in Silverwater. Let's go forward in Oxford Falls. Let's go forward in Hornsby. Let's go forward in North Sydney. Let's go forward. We are not going back. We are going forward. And I love the emerging and the established generation, Joshua and Caleb, both saying, let us go forward. In Jesus' name. Come on, C3SYD. Put your hands together for God. If you're believing that together we are going to move forward as a church, see his kingdom come and his will done in the earth right here in Sydney like we've never seen before, I'm telling you, no eye has seen and no ear has heard what God has in store for our church in this hour. In Jesus' name. The last thing I love about the posture of faith that Caleb and Joshua had was that it was decisive. Decisive. The 10 spies were indecisive. They were unsure. They were insecure. We seem like grasshoppers. They were questioning whether they should, whether they could. There was no decisiveness. Caleb was very decisive. Numbers 13:30, I love this. But Caleb quieted the people. He said, hey, shush. And said, let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it. Indecision sabotages faith. I remember Pastor Phil talked about this all the time, that you can't steer a parked car. God is looking for us to take steps of faith and he orders the steps of the righteous. He doesn't order our sitting, he orders our steps. He orders our movement. So let's be decisive. Yes, God, we're going to be decisive about where we're going. We're going to be decisive about what we feel God is calling us to give sacrificially to advance the vision God has given us. James 1:5-8, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith. Come on, everyone, say faith. Faith. With no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man and unstable in all his ways. Church, let's be decisive. We are asking God to do a great and mighty work through us. We have great ambition for the kingdom. It is not for us, it is for God. We want to see his glory revealed in the earth. We are preparing a way for the Lord by giving sacrificially. So everybody, listen. Three things are going to happen right now. Worship team, I'd love you to join me. Number one, if you've never received Christ, you're going to have an opportunity to receive Jesus into your heart today in just a moment. Number two, if you have not yet pledged to be a part of Vision Builders, if you have pledged and you have a sense to redo your pledge, we're going to have an opportunity for you to pledge for the first time or to redo your pledge as we advance the kingdom together. And then number three, we want to invite everybody who's taking a step of faith to give sacrificially into Vision Builders, to seeing these five pillars advanced. We're going to pray for everybody, every single person, every family, every child, teenager, whoever you are. We want to invite you. We're going to pray over every person that is making a pledge, and we're going to stand together as we consecrate our lives to the kingdom of God being advanced through our church in Jesus' mighty name. Let me pray for everybody. Father, I just thank you for our church. God, thank you for all that you're doing. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you, Father, that the righteous shall live by faith. Father, we are children of God. We are co-heirs with Christ. And we thank you, Lord, you are calling us to live by faith. And we thank you, Lord, our giving, our generosity, Lord, is our act of faith, Father, that your kingdom would come. We believe you're with us, you're for us. So have your way, Lord, in our church, in the next gen, in Sydney, in Australia, and right across the earth in Jesus' name. They all said, amen. Love you, church. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.